The Nigerian delegation hosted three side events at the sidelines of the COP22 in collaboration with the African Union Commission, the Economic Commission for Africa, the Nepal and Coordinating Agencies, and the African Development Bank. Since Nigeria chairs the African Union Commission, its delegation led those of other African countries to unveil the continent's action plan towards implementing the Paris Climate Agreement, which aims at limiting Earth temperature at 1.5 degrees centigrade, the minimum, to still sustain life. The Minister of Environment, Amina Mohammed, said for a robust implementation, the legislature is in the forefront as it will make the necessary laws to take the country to low carbon and green economy, as well as roll out infrastructures to mitigate the impact of climate change among the people.
The implementation in all of our NDCs will be heavily dependent on legislative support in terms of appropriation and oversight. Therefore, a new legislative approach that will ensure effective climate governance.
Nigeria pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 20% in 2020 and 40% in 2030. The implementation will be in phases. These include creating awareness among lawmakers about climate change, promoting efficient use of natural resources, and development of low carbon and green growth in key sectors such as transportation, power, and agriculture. Chairman Senate Committee on Ecology and Climate Change, Bukar Abba, who read Nigeria's program of action, said by the end of this year, all necessary legislations will have been made, and by next year, the mechanism to strengthen link between the executive and the legislature will be achieved. In a remark, the House Committee Chairman on Climate Change, Sam Onyebo, said as representatives of the people, lawmakers are in good position to champion the fight against climate change.
The legislature has a central role to play in this matter because you need laws to guide the implementing agencies on what to do. There are limitations, sanctions, and also you need laws to encourage investors.
Also contributing, the Chairman House Committee on Environment, Oluremi Tinubu, said one interesting aspect of the country's climate change document is the inclusion of youth and women in the process.
The way the minister is taking it is quite encouraging. I would applaud her for that. Looking at the youth, the women, and see how we can bring everybody on board. If we have managed certification threatening the northerners, cattle rustlings and also Boko Haram would not be the issue.
Delegates from other African countries, including Uganda, commended Nigeria for adopting a legislative approach in addressing climate change. The high-profile delegation included the governor of Cross River State. From Marrakesh, Morocco, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.